This is Progressive Radio, a weekly conversation hosted by Matthew Rothschild, editor of The Progressive Magazine, a leading voice for peace and social justice. For more information about Progressive Radio or The Progressive Magazine, log on to our website at progressive.org.
I'm Matt Rothschild, and welcome to Progressive Radio, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. Today, I'm honored to have as my guest one of the most courageous women in the world. Her name is Malalai Joya, the leading feminist in Afghanistan. She taught school to girls and women underground during the reign of the Taliban, and she also set up a health clinic. After the fall of the Taliban, she was voted to the Loya Jirga, where she denounced the warlords in no uncertain terms. And following that, she was elected to parliament, only to be banned for being outspoken. She has a new book out called A Woman Among Warlords, which I highly recommend. This is the person who should have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize. Malalai Joya, welcome to Progressive Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for this interview.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you on the show. We're speaking just days before the runoff election between President Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah. What's your opinion of both of those candidates?
Yeah, in my opinion, first of all, election under the shadow of gun warlordism, drug lordism, awful corruption in occupation forces has no legitimacy at all. It was just a showcase of the U.S. government and its allies. And whether Abdullah or Karzai wins, neither will bring change to our people, positive changes in my country. You cannot have democracy under occupation. As a famous saying, it's not important who's voting, it's important who's counting. That's our problem. Millions of people did not attend in the election because they had no hope for this election. And even they used this proverb that the result of the election will be like the same donkey but with new saddles. And even an international observer was talking about widespread threats. And these two candidates that right now again running for the election, both of them betrayed a lot of my people. And both of them, they have many similarities. Both of them calling Taliban, for example, they are our brothers and invite them to join the government. And also Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, this fascist man. And both of them were corrupt and they are not representative of my people. And that's why less than 10% people in the first period of the election attend. And in the second period, more people will not attend. That's why I believe this election was like the most ridiculous election even in the world.
What has happened to President Karzai? You met him once. You describe meeting him in your book, A Woman Among Warlords. What's he like and why has he been so disappointing?
Yeah, because he has two faces. And on that time, unfortunately, it was just to waste the time with more details that you can read that how I met and the reason because of my people that after 2003 that I became famous and everyone know about me and national strong support I received from every corner of my country, from my people and also Democrat people around the world, they supported me. Anyway, just it was like a waste of the time because as not only to me, to my people, in the first presidential election, even he promised to my people that I will never do compromise with warlords, with criminals, with these drug lords. But even not honest, again, he start compromise with these criminals, these wanted criminals. And now his government is a good example that how much it is weak. And he changed Afghanistan to the center of drug by supporting these drug lords and also to the safe haven for terrorism. And right now, again, this shameless puppet man running through the election that he chose two cruel men like Qasim Fahim and Karim Khalili, both of them accused as war criminal. And he chose them as vice president. And even other wanted criminal like Mohakek, like Dostum, like Ismail Khan, Sayof, they did campaign for him. And he did countless deals with them. Again, he went, the situation will be a disaster. Same like Abdullah, both of them are same. Anyway, as long as these warlords in power, there is no hope to come positive changes in the life of the men and women of my country. Recently you saw that they even, Hamid Karzai even signed disgusting law that these fundamentalists, Shia fundamentalists made against Shia's women.
I'm sorry, Malalai Joya, what was that law?
Yeah, this law, maybe Democrat, great American people also hear through media. That law, about 7 articles of this law is against the woman, quite similar like Taliban, that these fundamentalist warlords recently they made, and also it has been passed from the parliament and also Senate, and came to Hamid Karzai. And Hamid Karzai also signed this disgusting law. One article of this law I'm telling to Democrat people of U.S. is that they banned women to go out without permission of their husband or to go to the doctor, which is elementary rights of the woman. They are making legal their crimes day by day. If they make this law or do not make, they continue to their crimes. And also these brave women, most of them non-educated, suffer women of my country in Maine, they come on the streets and they did demonstration against this law. But this law, despite national and international condemnation, has been passed, and Hamid Karzai did sign this law because he do compromise with these criminals.
In the United States, Malalai Joya, there is a sense that a misleading conception that Karzai is on the side of women in Afghanistan, and his government, or for that matter, the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan is the only thing that prevents the Taliban from coming back. So the question is, what would happen, I guess? In your book, you've written that U.S. troops should leave Afghanistan as soon as possible. So yes. When would that be? When is as soon as possible? And what would happen if they leave?
First of all, let me say that 8 years ago, after 9/11 tragedy, the U.S. government and its allies, means NATO, they occupied my country under banner of women rights, human rights, democracy. Unfortunately, they pushed us from the frying pan to the fire because they brought these warlords who are mentally same like Taliban, only physically has been changed. And before of domination of Taliban, from 92 to 96, they did civil war in Afghanistan and many violences against women rights, human rights. That's why situation of women is disaster, even like hell in most of provinces. Later, I should give you a few examples of the catastrophic situation of the women. So by presence of thousands of troops in Afghanistan, and the main problem of my people is security. When we do not have security, how we should talk about democracy, women rights, human rights? They betrayed democracy, the enemies of the democracy are in power. Under the nose of these thousands of U.S. and eyes of troops, millions of Afghans now they suffer from insecurity, injustice, corruption, joblessness, poverty. Today itself is like civil war. The mainstream media, especially, they are talking, raising this propaganda, if these troops leave Afghanistan, civil war will happen. Today, this, as I said, this situation itself is like civil war, and as long as these troops to be, as the worst civil war will be, because their government support these warlords, support now negotiating with Taliban. That's why we day by day believe that the U.S. government and its allies, NATO, they waste their money and the blood of their soldiers in Afghanistan. They are bombing and killing innocent civilians. Maybe you hear that in Farah province on May this year, they did bombing Balabluk district. 150 civilians has been killed, even used white phosphorus cluster bomb. They did bombing on 9th of September. You hear maybe recently through media that 200 civilians has been killed. Even they are bombing our wedding parties in Ninger Hall in Nuristan, that recently that 47 people, including the groom and bride, has been killed. And this list can be prolonged. I think Democrat, great people of U.S. agree with us that democracy never come by war, by barrel of gun. And especially that they are playing with the destiny of my people. And now they want to put soft name on Taliban, these terrorist people as well, to bring them also in power as a moderate, while we have no moderate Taliban. These are terrorist Taliban that make situation in danger. And those troops who has been killed in Afghanistan, on behalf of my people, let me say condolences to suffer moms and family of these troops in U.S. that recently at least 18 troops has been killed, American troops. They are the victim of the wrong policy of their government. I say condolences to their family, but my message to them, first of all, is that please change your sorrows to the strength and raise your voice against the war crime of your government. First of all, if Obama honest for Afghan people, and also that not only apologize to my people, he must try to bring this criminal Bush to the International Criminal Court.
I'm speaking with Malala Joya, the leading feminist in Afghanistan. You're listening to Progressive Radio. I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor at the Progressive Magazine. Malala Joya, as you may know, was an outspoken person at the Loya Jirga and then a member of parliament, only to be banned by the men and the warlords and the drug lords and the war criminals who she condemned in no uncertain terms. She's got a new book out called A Woman Among Warlords. It's an incredible story, her own autobiography, and I highly recommend it to you. Malala, tell me this, though. I've heard that if the United States were to pull out, if the soldiers were to leave, that it would be likely that the Taliban would conquer the entire country. What is your reaction to that?
You know, Taliban, they has no fruit among my people. My people hate them, do not support them. Also, these warlords, my people hate them. Today, Karzai's government is a good example that my people do not support how much it is weak and even has no control outside of Kabul. And also my people, they are raising their voice against these occupation forces. And now you see a few days before, people had demonstration in Kabul. And they are doing demonstration day by day. Resistance of my people getting increased. This 30 years war, we almost lost everything. But we gained one positive thing, which is political knowledge of my people improved a lot. We need a helping hand of democratic-minded people around the world. As I said, we are between two powerful enemies, from the sky occupation forces, bombing, killing, surveillance, and the ground Taliban and warlord continue to their fascism. So one enemy, when leave Afghanistan, it's much easier to fight against one enemy instead of two. Means these occupation forces, their government, stop supporting these warlords and also now negotiating with Taliban, stop this support, then we know what to do with our destiny. If U.S. government and allies of the U.S. NATO, if let us a little bit Britain peace, then we know what to do with our destiny. Now, these warlords already, they are in power. People come on the streets and they do demonstration against them. They call them. They have private jails and they're kidnapping them. But these people will not sit silent. As our history showed, we never accept occupation. And this is not the alternative that they say. Troops to be in Afghanistan means accept occupation, otherwise civil war will happen. But as I said, today itself is like civil war. As long as these troops that in the meantime, that they themselves are the victim of the wrong policy of their government, that they will be in Afghanistan, the worst civil war will be in Afghanistan. I think alone my case itself is enough to know about no democracy in Afghanistan. We have no freedom of speech, elementary part of democracy. I think Democrat people of U.S. agree with us that the elementary meaning of democracy is government of people for people, but enemies of my people in power. And to know better about the wrong policy of U.S. government and also about occupation, this 8 years, they changed Afghanistan to the center of drugs. Today, 93% of opium produced from Afghanistan. Brother of Hamid Karzai, Ahmad Wali Karzai himself is a famous drug trafficker that recently New York Times even wrote about. And those who have high posts, they are famous drug traffickers. Since 2001 until now, official survey shows that 4,500% opium increase, while in the period of Taliban, these medieval-minded terrorist people, opium almost destroyed. And now, this 8 years is not possible for a superpower country with 40 more countries who are in my country. They receive millions of dollars through dirty business of opium. That's why they don't want to leave Afghanistan, also because of geopolitical location of my country. When they make their military base in Afghanistan, they can very easily control China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, other Asian power, etc. Anyway, now my people fed up. As I said, again, I say we are between two enemies. We fight against occupation. We fight against this wall of Taliban. So one enemy gets less, this occupation, then we know what to do But our destiny much easier to fight against one enemy instead of two. So if really they are honest for our people, support democratic-minded people of my country. While we have a lot, like your country, you have criminal Bush. We have also in our country this kind of criminal. But the only difference is that Bush of my country, they are in power, these criminals. But Bush of your country also free now.
Malala Joya is a parliamentarian in Afghanistan who has now been banned because she's so outspoken. Her new book out is called A Woman Among Warlords. Her biography, I highly recommend it. I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor at the Progressive Magazine. This is Progressive Radio. Malala Joya, if you were to meet President Obama, what would you say to him? Because he's already sent more troops to Afghanistan and he's planning on sending more.
Let me say that, first of all, as I said, again, I'm saying, if really Obama is honest for Afghan people, must say apologize to my people, first of all, for the war crime of the Bush, and try to bring this criminal Bush to the International Criminal Court for the war crime, what he did in Iraq, what he did in Afghanistan, at least these two countries right now that proves that they occupied my country under the banner of democracy, women rights, human rights. And also that Obama has foreign policy regarding my country is quite similar like Bush. He wants to surge more troops in Afghanistan, which will bring more conflict, more war. And regarding official survey, maybe American Democrat people also heard, and Democrat people around the world, that the civilians who has been killed in Afghanistan since Obama came in power is much more than Bush even. And now Obama, what he is doing with drone attack in border area of Pakistan. If war starts in Pakistan, first of all, these terrorists will take more shelter in Afghanistan as a neighbor country. And at least my country in Iraq is enough this 8 years to know that democracy never come by gun. And really, Obama is honest. I will tell him that support democratic-minded people of my country. Some party we have forces still there underground, and more than parties, intellectuals we have. But there is no honor job for them, money risk for them, still underground activists. Let's support them. Educationally support my people instead that you are wasting millions of dollars on this tragic drama of so-called free election. And if my people get education, this education is a key towards emancipation. Support educationally men and women of my country. Do not give more money to such a mafia corrupt system of Hamid Karzai, and also do not send more troops in Afghanistan. Stop this so-called war on terror, which is this is war on innocent civilians. My first sentence that I will tell on behalf of my people to Obama is stop this occupation. History shows that democracy never come by occupation, by barrel of gun. No nation can donate liberation to another nation. We need your helping hand, honest hand, not occupation. Stop arming these warlords. Why you put in soft name on Taliban as a moderate while we have no moderate Talib? These are terrorist Talib. Those Taliban who are already in power, like Mullah Abdul Salam Rakhti, who is member of the parliament, and he ran for the election, and he raped three Chinese in the past, Chinese woman, brutally when he was in power, now enjoying in parliament. We have in our constitution those accused as war criminal, they must not run for the election. Even this Taliban ran for the election, which is quite a legal act. Why Obama do not raise the voice against that? He must raise the voice against this because they are sending troops in Afghanistan. They are sending this taxpayer money. And regarding a report of few days ago, that I think this report only enough for Obama that they how much waste their money in Afghanistan, that UNDP gives report. Afghanistan is ranked 181st out of 182 countries. $36 billion the government of Hamid Karzai received this 8 years. And if Democrat was in power, two times Afghanistan was rebuilt. Today, no need to be any troops in Afghanistan. But day by day, we see that they keep situation in danger like this to stay longer in Afghanistan because of their own strategy policies. I will tell to Obama, together with UN, stop these neighbor countries like Iran, Pakistan, Russia, Uzbekistan, etc., who support Taliban, and also these warlords. as a superpower country, he can raise the voice against that as a Democrat. And right now, he's receiving Nobel Peace Prize. This is just fun of peace.
Malala Joya, tell me about the situation now of women in Afghanistan.
Situation of women, I think only this point is enough to know about deep tragedy of Afghanistan, about the wrong policy of the U.S. government and also NATO in Afghanistan, that these warlords put a copy of Taliban came in power, who, first of all, they are against women rights. I think that this few examples that right now I'm giving is enough that to know about tragedy, deep situation of the tragedy of the woman, catastrophic situation of women. For example, that this Sharia law that, as I said earlier, that they made against the woman, that they are making legal their crimes day by day. And also they mix Islam with politics, use it as a weapon against the women of my country. And also 5-year-old girl recently, few days before I came from Kabul, that she has been kidnapped. Her name is Fazila, and she has been killed by 40-year-old man in Sarpol province because she resisted his attempt to rape her. Rape cases, domestic violences, acid attacks, and killing of women increasing rapidly. 18-year-old mother was stabbed to death due to domestic violences in Bah province recently. And also in Jonesjan province, 25-year-old girl recently, few days before, she set herself on fire. And a single hospital of Kabul gave report recently that 600 suicide attempt cases were referred to it in 2008. And many examples like this. I think alone my case is enough to know about no democracy, no woman rights in Afghanistan. I was social activist as a woman, underground activist in the dark period of Taliban. And that it was risky with lots of challenges. I was underground teacher. But now, even with burqa and bodyguard, it's not safe. Changing safe house to safe houses. Many assassination attempts they did. And many other Democrats like me, that their life, men and women, in danger. And we even didn't got the limited rights that women of Afghanistan, they enjoyed in the centuries of 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it's a big lie that U.S. government and NATO says first time we brought women rights in Afghanistan, women do not wear burqa, while now this disgusting burqa give life. Mm. I view burqa to be alive. This is a symbol of oppression. And also, 8th of November, New York Times gave report in 1959 that Afghanistan women left the wheel. A new world of freedom, spiritual as well as sartorial, has been opened to the women of this Muslim nation after centuries of seclusion. Only this report is enough about the big lie of the U.S. Government. And now the U.S. government telling to you, Democrat people of U.S., that we are doing humanitarian job as well. Some school that they built, for example, in some big cities. Even there, the girls do not dare to go to schools. That they are going to school, they kidnapping them, they rape them. They threw acids on their faces, what they did in Kandahar. Hundreds of girls in the northern provinces of Afghanistan, they become poisoned. And many examples like this, how they should go to school. Many doors of the school now has been closed, as education is how much important. I think education is important. In the meantime, security is more important than food and water. But under the nose of these thousands of troops, the main problem is now security.
Malala Joya is a leading activist in Afghanistan. She was elected to the parliament only to be kicked out of the parliament because she raised her voice. She has a new book out called A Woman Among Warlords. And Malala Joya has consented to speak with me here by phone, and I'm grateful for that. What do you want people in the U.S. to do who support your struggle, who value women's rights and democracy in Afghanistan?
On behalf of my people, my message to Democrat people of U.S. is that, as always, people, nations is different and separate from the wrong policymakers. There is huge difference with them. And we are honored that we have the support of democratic-minded men and women, people of U.S. and other countries that I attend in conferences. But my message is that to them, as a famous saying, injustice anywhere is the start of justice everywhere. please raise your voice, first of all, against the wrong policy, war crime of your government, that they right now they want to surge more troops in Afghanistan, which will bring more conflict, more war, and also support the democratic-minded people of my country as much as you can, educationally support. I have a website you can see, and also email that the name of the organization, so I can give you some Democrat, like, for example, organization of promoting Afghan women capabilities, that this is like NGO that since Taliban period they had activities for women and girls, especially education activities. They had still they have some projects, but they are losing their project. And you can read some memory in the book, in my book as well. Also, that you can help another NGO like Haka, that they right now they are losing their project. But most of NGO is corrupt NGO. Do not trust them. And most of this money from the international community went into pocket of these warlords, drug lords, NGO lords, these donors themselves. But some NGO that they really want to do something, but they are weak because do not do compromise with this mafia corrupt government of Hamid Karzai. RAW organization is another Democrat woman organization. That this is old organization. They have their own activists. Still, their underground activity they have, and they have many problem and losing their project. Let's support them. I myself have lots of problem as this 2 years that they expelled me from parliament. They even not paying my salary, which is quite a legal act. Despite national and international condemnation, I cannot go back to the parliament. My bodyguards that I have to pay for them. And many other like me, other Democrat intellectuals, I introduce their name, you can support them. Some book, the name I'm giving to Democrat people of U.S. to know better about tragedy of my country and these warlords, Abdullah and many Abdullah in Afghanistan. Like Ghost War book, I is for Infidel, Bleeding Afghanistan. At least this book is enough to read to know about the situation of Afghanistan, but then role of the wrong policy of the U.S. government and allies, means NATO, and also some websites like Human Rights Watch website, like International Amnesty International website, like RAW organization website. These help you. Today, world is very small, like a village, this internet. You can raise your voice and do campaign for democracy against occupation for justice as much as you can. We need your practical support, moral and financial support for this difficult, risky, and prolonged struggle. When we say troops leave Afghanistan, it never means forget us. My message to Democrat people of this country is that you are the one who honestly supports my people, Democrat people of my country, innocent people of my country, as much as you can. And we are honored that we have now U.S. support, but we need your more support, especially educational support.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Manalei Joya, the most courageous person I may ever have talked to, her book is called A Woman Among Warlords, The Extraordinary Story of an Afghan Who Dared to Raise Her Voice. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. And again, my message and my warm wishes to Democrat people of U.S. And please do not forget U.S. Safa sisters and brothers in Afghanistan. Thank you.
Today's program is available online at progressive.org. You can also write to us at 409 East Main Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Our music is by Mufa. Progressive Radio is produced by Elizabeth DiNovella and engineered at Audio for the Arts in Madison, Wisconsin.